today.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hinnon. Yeah.
We're just chomping at the bit, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, welcome to What's on Your Mind. I am back today. Maybe that's why I'm chomping at the bit. Gone today, yesterday for a funeral. Thanks to Steve for subbing for me. And we are raring to go on What's on Your Mind. Want to find out what is on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Guests on the program later this hour, Doyle Johannes will join us, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They had their annual meeting over the weekend and have decided what direction to take, as directed by the delegates of the Farm Bureau, on property taxes. And a property tax measure we're going to find out at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Trooper Talk. Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol will be here taking your phone calls, and they are blitzing the roadways. Every available trooper on the roadways tomorrow, what will they be looking for? That'll be our question and your questions for the troopers on the program coming up next hour. So stay tuned for that. What's on your mind, Steve? What are you chomping at the bit over?
Oh, I just want to give you your due.
About?
Cobb. You're right. You're 100% right in this situation. The Cobb situation, of course, now he is not eating. White supremacist Cobb refusing food for the fourth straight day in jail. And now I will say that you're right in the fact that this is a non-story. That this should not get attention. Before I was, you know, we need to point this out. We need to give us a due. You don't ignore racism and hate speak, and you just don't. Now, we can ignore it, and now the press isn't. So I wanted to give you your due. So I don't care if he's eating in jail or not.
Yeah, it's quite obvious this guy's starved for attention.
For attention, not food.
Yeah, yeah. Well, food too now, but whatever. He's I'm proposing a Cobb-free zone here on What's on Your Mind. We'll just go dark on the whole Craig Cobb thing. Probably the best thing we could do for the folks in the Leith, North Dakota. Let us know whether you want that, yes or no. On a Cobb-free zone here on What's on Your Mind, because I'm tired of giving the guy what he wants, and that's more attention, and obviously this latest little hunger strike, which he says isn't a hunger strike.
Well, what is it? You're not eating, so what do you call it?
He was asked whether or not this was a hunger strike, and he said no, although he feels he was wrongly accused, but he instead is practicing Mahashamadhi. A
good
form
for
of
you.
Spiritual enlightenment. But again, we're talking about him, see? So I'm violating my own rule.
Well, what else is on your mind, Scott?
Parents. I want to talk about parents. I don't know how many folks around the state have followed this story. Probably not many, but there was a West Fargo football and basketball assistant coach. This guy's name happens to be, Jim Jonas. Last night at a school board meeting, a number of parents showed up with Justice for Jonas T-shirts, okay, and presented a petition of support with 1,244 signatures to the school board in West Fargo. And evidently this coach is one of those aggressive kind of coaches that sort of is, you know, rough with the language and rough with the sort of tough love, right? And, you know, I don't want to get into that whole debate of whether you like tough love coaches and whether that builds character or not. I'm more concerned about the fact that, really, 1,244 signatures, parents with T-shirts on in support of a coach. Where are parents engaging in the curriculum at the school board meetings and saying, what are our kids being taught? Why is this book being used? What's in this school textbook? What about my property taxes? You know, I would venture to say the vast majority of people are concerned about where property taxes are going, and come budget time at school board meetings, there aren't 30 people in T-shirts saying, hey, you're spending too much of my money. I think our priorities are out of whack here, and a little bit concerned. Not necessarily want to dog on specifically this particular, incident in West Fargo. More just saying, where are parents, where are taxpayers engaging at the local level, be it township, be it city commission, county commission, school board meetings? I think it's kind of crazy that we're doing petitions to save coaches and not. So that's what's on my mind today. Anybody else agree?
let us know.
701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. First call of the morning, let's go to Micah in Columbus, North Dakota. Hello, Micah, you're up.
Yes, I was wondering where we're at nowadays. It's been many years since I was involved with the school, but the students are still required to maintain a certain grade point average in order to be eligible for sports. And we'd have some gossip around once in a while that maybe some of the teachers would get a little bit of pressure to pass kids that maybe weren't performing as well as they should be in class, you know, in name of keeping the star of the basketball team going. And it's been a long time, but you sparked my curiosity.
So the question is related to the kids and what the requirements are to be in extracurricular activities?
Yes, for grades in class.
Yeah, well, I mean, I honestly don't know where the threshold is and if it's changed, but certainly there is a minimum requirement, right? And I don't know if that's done. I would assume school district by school district. I don't know. Have you heard about a problem in this area, Micah?
Well, like I say, many years ago, it used to come up once in a while if you had the captain of the football team or the star of the basketball team, maybe wasn't doing so good when it comes to reading and writing, then the English teacher would get some pressure to, give them the minimum grade. We need them on the team.
And you're wondering if that pressure is still common.
Yeah, I was just curious, yes.
Maybe some of our listeners can answer her, Steve. I don't know.
You hear about it more in college. It comes up more as a college issue than it does in high school, but it occasionally does happen in high school. You know, I remember the minimum standards when I was in high school and playing high school athletics, and they were pretty easy to meet. I mean, about the only way you couldn't meet them was just don't show up or don't do any work. I'm not sure they're exceedingly stringent, but I don't know that that's been a problem.
You know, your hope would be that as the priority is obviously in making sure they have a solid foundation in their education and not, wink, wink, nod, nod, we need them on the team. But curious if anybody has any answers for you. Mike out there, we'll ask 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And when we get done with our open phone time here today, maybe we can have a clear consensus on whether you want a Craig Cobb-free What's On Your Mind zone.
You just did it again.
Yeah, well, I have to ask the question, but should we abbreviate his name? Or? So what puts you over the edge in agreeing with me that this was all about trying to get publicity for his deranged views? Was it the hunger strike that finally brought you to that?
No. It's not a hunger strike. He said it's not a hunger strike. This whole thing's just kind of tongue-in-cheek to me. Now, before, I'm not a proponent of sticking your head in the sand and ignoring an issue because it's not going to go away. And you need to meet issues head-on and address them and recognize them. And I do like to listen to the other side to understand all sides of an issue. But that's where we disagreed before. Now, this is just turning into a circus. This is where I will say you are 100% right. Correct. This should just go away. This is not a now this is the part where it legitimately can come and be a media circus rather than legitimate news or addressing a legitimate problem. He's in jail. Who cares?
Liberty says, let him save us some money and let God sort it out. Travis, these are our Facebook comments on the question. Truth tells us when a person fasts as led by the Spirit of Truth to not announce it on the street corner so that everybody knows that you are doing it, but to go about your daily business, wash your face, anoint thine head, and fast so that no one knows you are fasting. But there again, Travis, I think we've exposed what the true intentions of Mr. Cobb are. Lyndon says, why don't we stop giving him press? Oh, thank you, Lyndon. Where are you? Jody says, he just wants attention, and that's what we're giving him. Exactly. We actually asked the question, do you care about this latest story on our page? Jamie says, nope. Jody says nope. John says we should care about everyone, even if we have major issues with their actions. I care that Cobb is so misguided and hope and pray something will change his actions. John is a kind soul. He is to share those comments. Norval says, I would recommend him for Siberian camping. Siberian camping. I'm not familiar with that.
Maybe that's a gulag reference.
Yeah. Bart says, the part that he is part African-American cracks me up. Yeah, that was yet another story. This guy just won't go away. I guess that wasn't necessarily his doing, but some reality show from Britain came over and gave him a DNA test and found out that he was, what was it again, a percentage African-American blood.
16th sub-Saharan continent, whatever.
He wasn't amused, by the way.
No.
800-228-0550. You want a Craig Cobb free zone? And should parents be more involved at the school board level and things other than, hey, keep the coach? 701-258-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. Let us know.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's almost here. Black Friday at Max. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., save an eye-opening 40% on all tools. Find a Blu-ray player for $45.99. The first 100 customers on Friday and the first 50 on Saturday receive a free gift. On Saturday and Sunday, score a Coleman 3-in-1 parka for $89.99. That's a $110 savings. Extended hours and smart savings at our Black Friday sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to leave us a comment off air, 855-217-76, just press 1. Around the region, kind of a chilly morning out there with you factoring the wind chills. Bismarck Mandan, 16 this hour, Williston, 8 degrees. 8 single digits, ouch. Dickinson, 15. Minot, 7 this morning. In Hettinger, they're at 10. Bowman, 10. Jamestown, 13. Devil's Lake, 11. Grand Forks at 10. 16 in Fargo. Miles City, Montana, 18 this hour. Glasgow at 10. In Mobridge, they're at 16. Aberdeen 14, and Lemon at 10 this hour. Scott, have you ever attended a school board meeting?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
What'd you show up there for?
I can think of a couple occasions over the years. I remember years ago a parent had a concern about some books in the library, and so I went there just as a show of support to say I was glad that she had taken on that particular cause. I've also been to I actually was on the founding, sort of like a school board for the Fargo Catholic School Network when it when it got going. For years, it was governed of, you know, there was one school board made up of the pastors and the bishop, and this one was an effort to get parents involved at the school board level. So I've been to my fair share of school related meetings. But I'm curious what other other issues have brought folks to school board meetings. I mean, I applaud people that engage at that level and go to the meetings, whether it's how are you spending money, curriculum issues decided here? Whatever it is, I think that's wonderful. I think quite honestly, far too often these meetings are only attended by staff that are paid to be there, and folks that have put their name on the ballot, and just a handful of folks that are actually engaging. And
there's a few parents that show up, but beyond the parents, I think it's incumbent of just taxpayers. If you have a school in your community, you should show up at some of those, at least occasionally, to just understand the process and the way that your community school works. You know, that was the big disconnect with Measure 2 and with that local control side of that argument. There's no local control because people don't attend these meetings.
I'd ask our audience, have you ever attended a school board meeting? And if so, what brought you there? A little bit of a head scratcher here that we've got, 1,200 plus signatures for a North Dakota school saying, hey, I want this coach back, and T-shirts made up and people showing up at school board meetings I get the passion for sports, but I think our priorities are out of whack when that's job one. And meanwhile, we're looking at increases in property taxes. We're looking at curriculum concerns and don't have anywhere near that level of engagement by the parents. Why? What's going on there? Tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Trish in Audubon, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yesterday, my niece came home very upset because in all the afternoon classes, the entire ninth grade laid down on the floor and refused to do anything.
What age?
The ninth graders.
Were they protesting or something?
She didn't know. She was really upset because no one would tell her. They just kept telling her to get down on the floor. They were refusing to do anything. So I'm curious, is there something going around on the internet?
I have no idea. But were the teachers saying, like, hey, get up off the floor, or were they on the floor too?
It was just the kids.
This wasn't some school-sanctioned activity here.
I'm aware of, no. I asked her that. I said, did one of the teachers, talk about the nuclear protest in the 70s or something, or the 50s, that got, kids all worked up to try something? But no, she didn't know what it was about.
Laying on the floor, refusing to get up.
Laying on the floor, refusing to do anything.
What in the world? We better effort a call to the school district officials in Audubon and try and get you an answer, Trish.
Well, yeah, or maybe some other parents know. It made me think of, like, flash mobs where, people just all plot to do the same thing, but it was just a very strange incident. She was pretty upset.
Upset because it was
because
stupid?
Because she refused to do it, and she really got abused by the other kids.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's something else they ought to pay attention to.
Yeah. I don't know if anarchy has come or what, but so.
My goodness. All right. Well, if anybody knows what that's all about, let us know so Trish knows. Man alive, what's this world coming to, right? We have ninth graders doing what would you call that? You can't call that a sit-down. You got a lay-down, I guess that would be, right?
Just checking out, I guess. Yeah. Maybe they were harking back to their kindergarten days. time for a nap and a cup of milk. And a cookie.
I don't know whether we should be happy that that students in the Heartland here are doing something as harmless as laying down and not engaged in knockout games or some of this stupidity that's happening nationally or what. But anyway, if you know, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. By the way, I mentioned the situation in West Fargo and the support from parents at the school board meeting and this petition for the coach. Evidently, there was a, I think this was last week, there was an event where the students in the lunchroom started chanting and did what they called a sit-in. You know, a bunch of them engaging in a show of support for the coach, and the school district decided not to punish them for that. Terry Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, perhaps those students were protesting the amount of debt that they're going to incur from Obamacare. That's all I got to say.
Wouldn't that be nice, Terry, if we had that level of involvement or passion? That's a laydown I'd probably support, but I'm guessing, what do you think, Steve? Probably not the case?
Probably not.
No.
I just don't think so.
Nice try, Terry, but I'm guessing that was not the case. We're on the job. We're not going to rest until we find out here, for crying out loud. So we'll keep going. Sean and Bismarck might have the idea, though. Sean, you're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead. Hi, Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question for you guys. Wondering, did you guys ever participate in speech and drama or any extracurricular activities like that, either YouTube? Because I know broadcasting career, those extracurriculars will help you out more than any sports activities. And wondering, I mean, we're focusing a lot more on sports these days and not so much on the other extracurricular activities like helping us further our careers and other aspects of life like public speaking and stuff like that. So the extracurriculars actually expound on.
I was in speech and extemporaneous speaking. Kind of lucky I extemporaneous anymore, but
actually, extemporaneous speaking was one of my favorite parts of the speech geek world. I mean, that was, to me, it really got us young students involved in what was going on in the world today, and actually gave us a sense of pride knowing what was actually happening and being able to write and speak on it.
Yeah, I was in chorus, I was in school musicals, I was in multiple sports. The academic side, so I guess well-rounded is probably the best way to describe it.
No.
If there was something to participate in, I tried to participate in it.
You a student, you.
No, I was only eligible during football season.
I just a speech guy myself, but you're right, Sean. I mean, you do engage in a lot of issues, even preparing for the different speeches. Didn't do the drama. Appreciate the call a bunch. Talking property taxes next. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only did you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
I'm Scott Hennon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, next hour, Trooper Talk. Big holiday travel week. One of the busiest travel days of the year is tomorrow as folks head for Grandma's house, right? And Turkey Day, so we'll have Sergeant Thomas Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol taking your calls. They are informing us that every available trooper will be out and about next week, or I'm sorry, tomorrow, for extra enforcement. So look for that, and look forward to your questions, comments for the troopers. Always enjoy Trooper Talk here on What's On Your Mind. We'll do that next hour on the program, so. Looking forward to that as well. And Doyle Johannes joins us now, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, newly reelected to a second term in that post. Doyle, nice to have you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks. Thanks.
Great to have you on the program. You guys had your annual meeting over the weekend. Give us a synopsis and a recap.
Well, we had a very good turnout this year, once again, but exceptional group of people came together. One of the largest group of voting delegates that we've been able to have in the last few years, and a great crowd. And the thing that I'm so proud of is we had 10 young folks from our collegiate Farm Bureau groups from both Fargo and Dickinson that came. And so that's always good to see the young folks that are involved in our convention. We had some couple of really key issues that we discussed at length, and I thought it was a very good convention, and we give us our direction for where we should go in the next year here.
Doyle, tell us a little bit about the input from the younger folks, the youth that come to this. That's got to be a big role and hopeful for the future.
Oh, it certainly is. I said, you know, that's, you know, for any organization, you know, I mean, you have your people that have been there for a long time and that, but you have to have new people. You have to have that new group coming up, that core group. And I said, we've seen that, you know, not only in our Young Farm and Rancher program where they've participated in that and moved on to now their board on the board, our board of directors now, several of them that have come through that program, but also the collegiate, and they just move into the Young Farm and Rancher and then move up to the ranks, and that's good. You know, it's developing leadership and they're getting me involved in the process, and they come with resolutions too that most of them passed, that they take this seriously. We give them each school has a representative, a loud one, voting delegate, and so they send a group, a contingent along, so they all understand what goes on with the process, and so that's really good to see.
Our guest, Doyle Johannes from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Questions or comments, welcome for him today. As always, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. I understand there was a significant discussion about property taxes in the state and some direction for the Farm Bureau leadership from the delegates. Tell us about that, Doyle.
Well, that's correct. After the last legislative session got over, you know, we've seen a bit of relief, but over 100 bills introduced and no reform that came out of that. And we just decided that, you know, we needed to really talk about this and see what our delegates wanted to do put together a committee that studied the things that we had. We had, you know, county commissioners, we had legislators, we had, you know, just landowners on that, and they came back and made a recommendation to our group that we do proceed with an initiated measure to try to address some of these issues. And so that's what we did. We had, you know, a lot of discussion, very long, a lot of questions, which I said we needed. We needed to have that to make sure we have the right direction to go forward here with. And of course, you know, the big one is, you know, we really think that we need this mill levy. You know, we hear, well, it's complicated. We don't understand it. It's simply 1/10 of a cent, you know, $1 per thousand evaluation. And we just thought, you know, if we just make everything, switch everything from mills to dollars so that people know if your taxes go up, you're going to pay more money, you know, instead of playing with these mills. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a shell game that we see being used here and that. So everybody understands what a dollar is. And if valuations go up, that's fine. But your taxes, the dollars that you pay in taxes that people understand. And so that's kind of one of the big areas we want to address.
You know, we started looking at the big disconnect with Measure 2 last time. A lot of people said that they didn't vote for it because they were going to give the legislature another opportunity. Is this another opportunity? How much legislative input has there been as you're working through the process and trying to come up with a plan that fits the system a little bit better with what we've got here in North Dakota, addressing some of the financial needs where property taxes have been heavily leaned on?
You know, one of the things I was really surprised how many people said they wanted something done with property taxes. They would vote for Measure 2, and there was people saying, well, they're going to bring it back, you know, and stuff, and people said they want something done. We see how many bond issues have been rejected by voters in all the school districts across the state here in the last month, and I think it's finally coming home that people are just tired of paying more property taxes, even when we've seen over $1 billion in so-called relief from the state government, but we've just seen the political subdivision just eat that all up, and we haven't seen any true reduction in our property taxes, and people, I think, are just finally getting tired of it. We want to see a change in this.
So when you talk about an initiated measure, will the Farm Bureau actually draft its own initiated measure, gather signatures, and get it on the ballot? There's obviously other efforts that are underway from the group that did Measure 2 last time. Would it be a competing measure with them? Would it be a cooperative effort? What's the plan here?
Well, we certainly hope it's a cooperative effort. We are going to, get the legislation or the wording drafted. We have our legal team working on that right now that we are going to draft. And we certainly hope that we'll get people work. It doesn't do any good to, you know, hopefully it's not productive to be fighting, you know, over the same thing. We hope that we can bring people together and that they'll back this effort and it'll be a first step in trying to try to get some control and a handle on some permanent property tax relief.
Will it look at all like the last ballot question for voters last go around on Measure 2?
You mean as far as abolishing property tax?
Yeah.
That's not part of it. We're just trying to get some clarity to it, how it works, you know, get rid of the mills. We're looking at a property credit for owned property to give people, so that'll give them some relief, and then looking at zero-based budgeting so that every year you come back, you go back to your budget you had, and if you need an increase, if you want an increase, there's no limit on that, but it has to go to, it has to be publicized, and people have to know about what's going on so that they know where their taxes are going, and if they're going up, people are held responsible for that.
So it sounds like some elements that were proposed in the last legislative session in the area of reform that would have put some strings on the property tax relief, but ultimately didn't pass the legislature.
That's exactly right. And we, like I said, we worked with legislators. We had a number of legislators involved with this to help, you know, so that, like I say, we try to get it right, that we try to get some of this, and they just didn't happen in the legislature. It passed the House, but it didn't get any place in the Senate. And we just feel like we need to do this initiated process so that we can make sure that it gets passed and it gets in so we can work with some and get some meaningful reform to property tax.
Have you had a discussion at all with the folks that, from all my sources, they're redoing Measure 2 in pretty much the same form that it was out last time? A lot of people said that they'd vote for it this next time around. I wasn't a fan of it because I don't like shifting the tax burden just to somebody else. I like things balanced. I like things tend to work best in nature in equilibrium. And I think taxes and the government works or should work the same way. Have you had any discussion with or any fears of their Measure 2 interfering with what potentially could be a solution from your side?
Well, there were people at our convention, delegates at our convention, that were very supportive. They were sponsors of Measure 2 last time around, and they wanted that to go. But, you know, our problem is that, of course, that's a constitutional amendment, and we feel very strongly that tax law does not belong in the Constitution, that we don't want that, we don't want that. That's why we're going the initiated measure route and things like that. And, you know, we hope that we can convince them that we have a more broad-based and little more refined approach to this, and that it, you know, the big fear, of course, the last time is where it's going to be exactly. It's taxing, Steve. It's going to be a shift in the tax, and where is it going to go? It's going to go from property, but where is it going to go, and is it sustainable, and what happens when we lose, you know, the boom that's going on in North Dakota right now, and where is that going to end up?
So it sounds like, Doyle, what the Farm Bureau is pushing for here is an alternative to what empower the taxpayers looking to do in a Measure 2, you know, second bite at the apple. You'd like to see this be the question before voters rather than that.
Well, that's exactly right, you know, because it divide and conquer, the old thing, and if you've got competing things out there, that's not good for either camp, and we certainly hope that we can proceed with this and that we can get support from across the state and that this is something that will move forward.
800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment on this, 701-258-0550. And Mark in Grand Forks does have a question for Doyle. What's your question, Mark?
Well, I didn't really have a question, but I'd like to thank you, Scott, for putting on the Freedom Club meeting last night there in Moorhead. We appreciate that and an opportunity to organize. But I do support the next attempt at Measure 2. I think it comes down to this. It's as simple as private property rights. We have state and federal governments that are out of control when it comes to spending. We have a dollar that keeps going down in value and a Fed that keeps printing money. And if we're going to protect our private property rights, we're going to have to forget about the idea that it's about shifting costs. It really is about individual liberty and private property. So thanks, guys.
And, Doyle, to that point, obviously a supporter of the Measure 2 effort, how would you make the case that what you're proposing would be better in the way of relief for taxpayers versus, eliminating property taxes?
Well, I think, like I said, I think we remove the valuation has always been a big key to this with mills. Well, the valuation go up. Well, that's terrible. That's why your taxes go up. No, your taxes go up because the mills don't come down. And there's this kind of a shroud or this veil that they use to kind of almost camouflage what's really going on here. Whether we remove that and go to dollars, you're going to see that valuation really doesn't matter. It's just how much taxes, and if they don't lower the mills right now, your taxes go up. So that's kind of the disconnect we have there, and I think this is going to be a better thing that people will understand exactly what's going on, and we'll get some reform through this.
We're talking with Doyle Johansen from North Dakota Farm Bureau President. You can weigh in. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman, Scott Henning.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why should people care about keeping farmers in business in this country?
American agriculture has an awesome story to tell. Because of our top-notch food production system, the average U.S. family spends only 6.4% of its household income on food at home. To France, the next closest country, at 13.2%. Or twice what we spend on food at home. And American farmers keep producing more with less by using the latest technology. For instance, did you know that in the early 1900s, it took 5 acres to feed one person for 1 year? Now, thanks to technological advancements, we can feed one person on half an acre a year. This Thanksgiving, take time to thank American farmers for working to produce more with less.
Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. Brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Good reminder, Don. Thank you very much. Thank those farmers. It is Thanksgiving week, after all. Doyle Johannes is with us, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're talking about the property tax measure that their delegates supported this weekend and that effort going forward. And welcome your calls, questions, comments. 701-258-0550. Who's next, Steve?
Let's get back to the phones. Greg in Minot. Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Say, I'd like to know why they don't address the proper issue of taxing these people that are renting houses. I know of four families up here in Northwest North Dakota. One has five kids attending school. The other one has, the other two families have four each. Now, they're getting a free education out of that. Sure, you're going to say, well, they're paying $1,000 a month rent. But that's all they're, you know, the owner pays so much property tax, and then a percentage that goes to school. That doesn't cover what those people are actually leeching out of the school system. I understand that the education in North Dakota is way down compared to the national average, but still, they're getting some kind of education, or at least a daycare. Why don't they address the issue of making the renters pay? I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Thank you.
Doyle?
Yeah.
Doyle?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, everybody, not everybody owns, you know, property in North Dakota. And then, you know, when you have a system based on solely property tax, you know, that can be an issue. But yeah, I think, you know, I think that is kind of rolled into the whole thing that they, through the taxes that they're going to, that they help to pay, certainly that's part of their rent. Yeah, that might be, certainly is an issue, an area that probably is, you know, to look at, has some concern with what you do.
But they're paying rent, and the property owner will be paying property taxes, so in a sense they're paying it, aren't they?
Well, indirectly, that they don't have a property real estate tax statement, so to speak, you know, but they are indirectly, they are helping to support that through the rent and through the property owner's taxes that he certainly has to pay on that property.
Katie in Jamestown for Doyle Johansson. Go ahead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. This is Katie Anderson. I'm the mayor of Jamestown. And just calling in to talk about property taxes, particularly the caller that thinks that private property rights would be better protected without property taxes. And I guess one of the protections that I think is provided from having your taxes collected locally are the freedoms of private property and the protections offered. For example, zoning administration is taken care of in local government, whether that's your township or a incorporated city, and functions that protect your property physically, like fire protection and police protection and snow removal and street maintenance. Those are all functions that you receive where that property is located. So for me, I guess it makes a lot of sense that you would pay your taxes where that property is located for those particular functions.
Doyle, agree or disagree with Katie?
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, like I say, this, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, a lot of property taxes, a large part of it is for education, but there are a lot of services that are provided with that also, and that's why I say if you eliminate property taxes, there's going to be a huge shift of money that's going to have to go someplace else, and to how that's all going to go, it's a shift. I don't know. In the end, whether it's going to save us anything, I don't know. It's going to, services have to be paid for somehow, and if they want it, it can't be balanced on oil. That's the big thing. Everything's, well, there's so much oil. That's going to go away. It's not going to last forever, and that's the biggest concern we have with eliminating property tax. It's going to be a huge shift, and somebody else is going to pay a lot more. Somebody will pay less. It's just going to be a shift. That's all.
We only have about a minute left. What would you encourage, North Dakota property taxpayers to do at this point?
Well, certainly, you know, the biggest thing, the number one thing, you have to get involved. You have to get involved. You have to be, I was on the school board for many years. You go to county commission meetings. Nobody shows up and yet everybody complains about it. You have to get involved and figure out what's going on and be part of the solution instead of just complain about what's going on. And, that's what we, you know, a lot of our members have, you know, we worked long and hard in looking at this situation, and we think we need to have some reform here, and so that we get a handle on this, that it isn't continued runaway spending, and get a handle on this. That's the number one thing, is you have to get involved.
You know, when you start talking about the involvement, that goes back to the going to the school board meeting, showing up at your city council meetings, and that's that local control. Doyle, thanks for joining us today. Doyle Johannes, president of North Dakota Farm Bureau. And when we come back after the top of the hour, Trooper Talk, holiday travel, Sergeant Thomas Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol taking your calls at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can leave us an off-air call, 855-200-1776, press 1.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to gcnlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203, and thank you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.